Is there actually another dimension of reality out there that we have never experienced? At least most of us have never experienced it. There are some who say they actually have.
There's 8 million Americans that have had near-death experiences because resuscitation has gotten so good that half the people you try it on will come back and talk to you.
Feelings all left and the sight at the same time. But I still was. In fact, I was more than I was when I had all of these senses.
And all of a sudden, I got real heavy chest pains. And it was kind of like, bingo. I went out of... I was sitting up in the corner. And I could see myself down here.
I heard everything the doctor said. I heard everything that Marinelle did and said. I heard my mother start crying. But it had no effect on me whatsoever.
Doctor, I was out of the body. I was looking down. You were resuscitating me on the floor, but I'm up here. I tell my wife, don't cry. I feel fine. But that's me down there. Now, she can't hear me.
And he was pounding on my chest. I could hear the pounding, and I knew what he was doing. I could hear my daddy pray, but nothing was affecting me.
I was out of pain. It was weird.
And as I was pushed out of the body, I was just like a bird, and I just went like that.
And then off to my left, like indirectly, I could see this tunnel.
I went into a black, empty place that had no reflection in it whatsoever. There was absolutely nothing there but me.
I go to another world through this tunnel and see a light frequently, and then see my friends that had died before.
It was kind of like watching two different movies that you were interested in. All right, you didn't know whether to look at this one. And I watched him hit me with the paddles and this and that. And over here, there was voices asking me to come on.
And I was leaving this universe in a high rate of speed. And I was going closer and closer to that star. And it was getting bigger and bigger. And I realized it wasn't a star. I come to a full stop, and there was a being that came out of the light. It was a silhouette in the shape of a man. And the being spoke and says, I'm going to send you back. And I said, no, no, please. And he said, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
I was back in my body and I felt the pain.
If they encounter this barrier and they try to cross it, it's usually at that point they're forced back into the body, and we're either resuscitating them, pushing on the chest, or defibrillating them with the shock paddles, and they resent that we brought them back, unless it was a hell experience.
For some, the after-death experience is anything but resting in peace.
This postal carrier, he died on the treadmill and was resuscitating him, and he says, don't let go. I'm in hell. Do something for me. And the see the light at the end of the tunnel turn into a fire, consuming the tunnel, a ring of fire. They know this isn't a safe place to die. They say it's hell. They're not going back there. They can't live with it.
The Bible tells us that we must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But why is it that some who are not Christians still experience peace after death?
Lucifer, the name means light. And Christ says, I am the light. Well, which light are they looking at? This is a deception sent by Satan to assure the unsaved that salvation isn't necessary.
It's a fact, everyone will die. The promise we have of the scripture from the Bible is that there's a place, there's a life after death.
One fellow describes standing at a pearly gate and seeing a city of lights, and he describes seeing streets of gold, and the entire city was almost crystalline, just pure.
I would think that we, you know, people in the future world will have jobs, will have work, will have things that they do.
The people were extremely happy. There was laughing, people just extremely joyous.
I think we do have a scriptural thing to speak about God's mercy and to say confidently that these children have life and they have value, they have importance in God, and they are glorifying the Lord. They are in the Lord's presence.
Everyone has their own idea of what heaven is like, but the Bible gives a very specific description of the beautiful city of God.
He describes it in these beautiful terms of the gates, a single pearl that big, He speaks of the streets of gold. The light of the city is God himself. The emphasis of the Bible on the presence of God, entering into his presence. You forget about these other things.